be unsealed at noon. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The affidavit the FBI swore to get a search warrant for former President Trump's home, but much of it will be blacked out.
The judge in the case, Magistrate Bruce Reinhardt, issued an order. He wrote, quote, I find that the government has met its burden of showing a compelling reason, good cause, to seal portions of the affidavit because disclosure would reveal the identities of witnesses, law enforcement agents, and uncharged parties. The investigation strategy, direction, scope, sources and methods, and grand jury information protected by federal rule of criminal procedure. The judge gave the Justice Department until noon Friday to release its redacted version. Media groups want the full affidavit released in the name of transparency and what has become a politically charged case.
Fox's David Spund, former President Trump's senior advisor Jared Kushner, telling Fox's The Story with Martha McCallum, the Mar-a-Lago raid has damaged public perception of the Justice Department.
It was not good for our country. I think it's very important that the FBI and the DOJ do their jobs to try to earn back the public trust.
Former President Trump supports releasing the affidavit without redactions. President Biden bashing the former president and his supporters Thursday at a Democrat campaign event in Maryland.
MAGA Republicans don't just threaten our personal rights and economic security. They're a threat to our very democracy. They refuse to accept the will of the people. They embrace political violence. They don't believe in democracy.
The president said the right to choose is on the ballot this year. California's Air Resources Board voting Thursday to require all new passenger cars, trucks, and SUVs sold in the state by 2035 be powered by electricity or hydrogen. Also calling for 15 times more electric vehicle chargers and improvement to the state's electric grid. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
For a second time, a judge in North Dakota has blocked enforcement of the state's new abortion restrictions.
District Judge Bruce Romanek in Burleigh County granted the preliminary injunction as he considers a challenge from the state's only abortion clinic. Right now, the Red River Women's Clinic is operating in nearby Moorhead, Minnesota, where abortion is still legal. An injunction by the same judge in July allowed the clinic time to relocate its services. Their lawyer says the state's effort to end abortion is in violation of the state's constitutional guarantee of life, liberty, safety, and happiness. The state's law would ban abortions except in cases of rape, incest, or threat to the mother's life. Each would have to be proven in court. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Russia's President Vladimir Putin appears to be trying to replenish his military, ordering a 13% increase in the country's troop strength. Russian forces have suffered heavy losses 6 months into the Ukrainian invasion. Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in the middle of the fighting in Ukraine was temporarily cut off from the electric grid because of fire damage, causing a blackout in the region and heightening fears of a catastrophe in the country haunted by the 1986 Chernobyl disaster. An iconic singer recovering after testing corona positive.
On the road.
Willie Nelson took a break from the road because he tested positive for the COVID-19 virus. The 89-year-old had fought the virus for a week. His wife, Annie, told the New York Times Magazine there was a couple of times she didn't think he was going to make it. Two of Nelson's concerts were postponed and another canceled because of the illness. Nelson's breathing problems have been well documented, making him a high-risk patient. However, Annie jumped into action. She said he had the monoclonal antibodies. He had steroids. He's continued to play shows since his diagnosis, but has maintained strict COVID rules.
Fox's Michelle Polino. And I'm Jack Callahan.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.